Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
That zodiac, the 12 knights of the round table, in exactly the same way as the 12 disciples of Jesus did. So they were sitting around a zodiac table, not just any old table. And that's what it's talking about. It's, again, it's talking about the zodiac. But you can see how all of this can be concealed within the Catholic Church. You would not obviously see any of this if you just went into a Catholic Church. You would not see this symbolism. You have to be initiated into it, and that's what we're doing. You could consider me as the master of the secret society, and I'm initiating all of the people watching today, and we're all being illuminated. And yes, that's how these societies always worked.
So that was a breakdown of the Luke 22. And let me go back and, okay, from a man named Ralph Ellis, the key to everything in the universe. So it just reveals to us as we explore the age of Aquarius, this is so exciting. The moon is in this weird spot right now. Maybe Eddie can enlighten us, but I keep looking up at the moon and like turning my head like, what the heck are you doing? It's not in its usual position. But that's because I believe we're just in this powerful season of revelation and energy and so much going on. And this scripture we just heard about is one of many, many, many that reveal to us astrology, numerology, and all the mysteries of the universe. The Bible, in my opinion, having been born into the Bible from a baby, the Bible is full of allegories, symbolism, and metaphors. And that's what we hope that you'll get out of, some of what you'll get out tonight, is that what we're exploring is not something to be afraid of, Age of Aquarius, not New Age, but it's actually our reality. And my guest, Deborah, is actually born under this sign, Aquarius. I wasn't aware of it till earlier today, and I thought, well, I think Deborah is Deb. We call her Deb. I think she's an Aquarius, and sure enough, just so happens, you know, the universe doesn't have coincidences. Just so happens she's an Aquarius. So we're going to hear from her and her amazing journey to become this very enlightened being. And we also are going to hear from right now from our brother Eddie Harris. So let me, I believe Eddie is in the studio. We also have another hand up, but I'll 646, I'll come to you in just a little bit. But let me just bring in our brother Eddie Harris first. I believe, Eddie, 708-602, is that you?
Yes, it is. Greetings, Grand Rising. Peace and much love, family. Yes, it is. Can you hear me?
Yes, much love to you, too. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well, as usual, you know, because I don't complain, I question. See,
that's
the key.
Right. That's
stop
right.
Complaining, and so, question everything.
Yeah.
Question everything.
Yeah, you know, I keep hearing about the awful situation in Memphis, and I just had so many I didn't know a whole lot about what happened in Memphis, but I just had so many questions about it. I wasn't horrified or anything. I'm like, okay, what's happening now? So thank you for helping us, you know, not react, but question everything. So that's what we're here to do, question and answers and solutions, right?
That is correct.
So were you born in a Christian family where the Bible never talked about these type of things?
A Baptist family from down south. And again, as a youth, I questioned everything. You know, I got had very swollen lips because I constantly got smacked in the mouth, but I constantly questioned.
Oh, so sorry about that, but that's how we grow.
There's no problem. It helped me to grow, you know, because, again, it didn't stop, you know, the questions. Because the key was the smack was letting me know they had no answer. So it was up to me, as it is for all of us, to find what we're looking for along our journey. And by the way, find is 16, which is 7. Journey is 25. And it's beautiful the way everything, like you say, it's divinely connected. Even as you say it, your sister, Sister 34, which is 7, that is born in the age of Aquarius. Aquarius is 34, which is 7. See, your sister is divinely connected because even astrology is 34, the 7. It all lines up. But today's date, starting off with that 129-2023, comes to a 1. And the one that we're on is called the Age of Aquarius. Age is 13, of is 8, and Aquarius being 34 gives you, added up, is 55. 5 plus 5 is 10, that's the 1. So we're on the 1, even on this date that we're on, because this date that is a new, and new comes to 10, which is 1. And the new that we're awakening to is called the awakening. Awakening is 28. This is what we're saying. We are opposed by those who are using the new world order, that new as the reset. Reset is 28. But they can't affect the true awakening that's found within the sound of the frequency. Sound is 19.1. Sound is 19.1. Frequency is 37, which is 1. All part of the Aquarius, age of Aquarius being the 1. And by the way, community, family, this class that I'm grateful to share It's just that. It's just the class. But the community that I'm in right now is a conscious unity that we're coming to. Conscious unity is 73, which is one. Community is 28, which is one. So my community is always a conscious unity of the family that we're coming together with. See, because knowing who you are one, comes to 10, is the knowing of oneself. Self is 19, which again is 10, the one. That's the key. Key is 10, the one. To help you open what has been locked. Locked is 19, which is one. But it's you, one, that has the key, one, to unlock all of this. See, we keep waiting on oneself. See, so we're not getting what we're supposed to get from this age of Aquarius. Aquarius, again, starting with the year 2021 is the seven. Aquarius 34 is the seven. Are we aware, 16, which is seven, of the energy? Energy is 25, that's seven. This energy is divine. Divine is also 25. This divine energy is coming straight from nature. Nature is also 25 to 7. And it's by us, even through a higher 34, consciousness 52, which is 7, of conversation. Conversation is 34. Our conversation, regardless if it's mine, yours, or whomever we're listening to, will actually activate. Activate is 34. It will activate that conscious realm that we're talking about that is actually divine. This is why it comes through the echo, 16. That's part of the memory, 16, of our consciousness. This is the year 7 of action. Action is 25. For us to recognize the signs, signs are 25, of your personal is 25, images is 25. There are no engraven images because we are the creator of the images that come from within. So it's knowing and recognizing what we have dubbed as our faith. Faith is 25. To see, see 16, our gift. Gift is 25. And this is our ultimate test. Test is 25. It's our personal test. To find our own way, way is 7, through our journey. And it's those of us who are placed in the path along one's journey to only help that individual see their part along their journey. Help is 16-7. Part is 16-7. And it's only when we know oneself that we can even attempt to help another along their journey. Because if it's not to recognize what help one needs, and it's, this is the right way, this is the only way, this is truth, and using nothing. No. Run, Forrest, run. Run away from the individual that's trying to push any garbage on you that's not reflecting, because we're no more than a mirror for one another, to basically pull one another's coattail, to correct in honesty and love with one another what they might be missing or the error of their ways. But this is the help that we do, and we have a particular conviction in our conversation of consciousness when we are talking to one another. See, we look for each other. Other is 25. Well, who are you looking for? Is it someone that deals on that plane of the spirituality and the soul? Soul is 16, which is that 7, because even the drum that you played and that plays that we get into the rhythm of, when we talk about that drum call, drum is 16.
Mm-hmm.
It deals with our consciousness that we play that drum with our flesh. Flesh is 25. It's also called our skin. But even through the dream, dream being 16, will we now obtain what is called clairvoyant? Clairvoyant is 34, which is the 7. Through our dreams, this is what makes us great. The awareness of oneself. Great is 25. You become special. Special is 25. We've heard people call one another special. You so special. Now, was it because they were a little off or were they on? But again, it's being aware, because most of us do what? The opposite is ignore. Ignore 16. Aware 16. Are you aware or do you ignore? So again, when we understand the true law being 17, that we are now following is the law of consciousness. Consciousness is 52, which is the 7. That's the law we talk about. It's divine. Divine is 25. We talk about the divine law. And that law comes straight from nature. Nature is also 25. That's the law that we're into. What we adhere to is the men who make up laws. Well, men is 7. And what laws do we adhere to? It's called education, 34, 7. By way of their institutions, 52, which is 7. They're supposed to give us the right law called the Constitution, 52, which is 7, which we don't get. It's a reason why. But let's jump on right quick what was given at the beginning. It's called the 7. Did we know Bible comes to 16? That's the 7. And he broke it down coming from Luke 22:10. Well, Luke is 16. The 7, did we see that? And again, talking about Aquarius, that's already 34, the 7. And the man with the pitcher of water. Or we can say goddess. Goddess is 34, because that's what we see as that sign of Aquarius still. That 7. But water, Aquarius and water. And we know that the age of Aquarius of air, and it bears water. Well, guess what? When you spell 7, S-E-V-E-N equals 22. Well, that's Aquarius and water. Water is 22. This is the year 2023, and other cultures have just celebrated their year, the Chinese year, the lunar year of what? The rabbit. Well, rabbit is 22. Before, it all adds up when we see it's all connected, but not knowing these numbers of the English words that we use, we don't see the connection, but it's all connected, family. And that's a part of the gift that I'm able to give and share with you, because again, that's what they say. Even biblically, it's better to give than receive. Well, give is 22. That's the 4. This is what's real. It's the spiritual. It's the truth. It's the God of one's own understanding or overstanding. But it all stands with you. That's why stands. Saying we have to make that stand. Stands is 16. Everybody has been using us. Haven't we said that? We're using is 25. We have to seriously stop existing and start what? Living. Living is 25. Because a lot of us are sleeping. Sleeping is 34, which is that 7. Because we refer to, instead of coming from within, we use the technology the wrong way. But it's called Google. It's not. Google is 25. See?
Hmm.
It's the spiritual against the artificial. Spiritual is 40, artificial is 40, family. They have studied us to the point they're using everything that they've found out against us. That's why study is 25, family. We better start studying. This is the year to study, family. See, but the key is to study yourself. Yourself is 34, which is 7. Know thyself, biblically. Thyself is 34. It's just old English. The number never changes. It's the words. Woo! They keep changing these words. But these same numbers keep repeating. And this is what we're exposing. And it's only time for it. So with that, and we have to be careful because the 7 is called the media. The 7 is also called news. Donald Trump said something I've been saying for a long time, but being where he was as president and fake news.
You are now in the host queue.
That's our number 31 at the end of the day. Another story for another time. But again, the media and the news is out to what manipulate the masses of the people, and they're doing an excellent job. Because we turn around and we start regurgitating what we hear in mainstream media or off the news, never looking at anything on the alternative side, because that's where we are. We only oppose the lie. We ain't trying to do anything else, the truth. And it's only what you know. Ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. So when we stay in our lane, stay on your square. That's when we are where we're supposed to be. That's that puzzle piece that you are once you find your piece of the puzzle. So with that, and Zodiac, by the way, when he talked about Zodiac, Zodiac is also 16, family.
Wow.
That table around the 12, see. Zodiac,
right,
16
right.
And 7. So everything is on point. It's in divine order. And that's what we're bringing back, the order out of the chaos. And we're constantly talking about the chaos, instead of showing or giving any type of ideal that basically births another idea of something positive, because that's what's in front of us constantly, the negative. And as anything, we can turn anything negative and make it positive. That's what we have done in this so-called 400 years of whatever they want to call it. Because I haven't been a slave to anybody, let me say, for a while. Because, again, going through the education, 34, of the institution, 52, that is programmed to their law, law 7, all of this is the 7. And it's reinforced by the television. Television is 43. Tell live vision, it was part of it. That's why every night, when we had nothing but television before cable, when it went off, it said, today's programming is over. It was part of the program.
Yeah, see? Now it's 24/7.
That's it. See, they not amped up the ante. See?
Yeah. Well, so, listen, Brother Ed, I'm going to leave your mic open. We're going to take a break. And it looks like Deb is in the studio. I think that's her number when I come back. So I'm going to leave your mic open because she has been just really excited to hear you. And so now we want to hear from her. And I want to just say thank us that you are bringing us into an awareness or consciousness tonight about how we know we're in divine order when the numbers are showing up, like you just mentioned. So everything, we don't have to label everything, anything good, bad, wrong, right, when you have numbers that are saying it's all in divine order. So we're going to take a break. Thank you for joining us tonight, all of you. We got a full house tonight. And we got some in the studio who were press one. So when we come back from the break, we're going to open up Deb's mic first and let her introduce herself because she is my guest. And then we'll open up the other mics for questions or comments. So right now, let me open up my executive producer of the Female Solution. Naima is going to play some commercials for us. Thank you, Naima.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato. Remember that song? She was 1560, that the fifth dimension created and produced the age of Aquarius. And many of us, I'm sure, were totally unconscious of the true real meaning of that song. And I shared that that energy with my next guest, Deb Ford. She and I grew up in Chicago together. She's still there, unfortunately, but fortunately, she's been very blessed to be in Chicago. So, Deb, your mic is open. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on your wonderful show.
And I need you to either closer to you're kind of distant from the.
Can you
on the speaker?
Hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Good. Well, I just want to say, Vi, thank you so much for inviting me. I really enjoyed Eddie's analysis of numbers and linking it even to astrology, Aquarian. And it's just an honor to be with like-minded people.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know what, Deb, I thought about maybe to get you started, is what about your relationship with your mom and your brothers do you think inspired you to become this fabulous woman you are today, bringing this?
Well, I think it's just all about me, the individual that I am. I wasn't influenced by my mom or family. I just had an innate curiosity about life, why we're here. And most young kids do, you know, why are we here? What is this all about? You know, it's a curiosity. So I wasn't schooled in a, you know, educational, you know, surrounding. I would just look up at the sky. And then the darkness of the stars, and say, wow, what is this all about? You know, and I just came to the conclusion that everything comes from the Supreme Being. God made the planets. He made the stars. He made everything. And so I just became curious about the magnificence of his creation. And listening to Eddie talk about number vibrations, the number seven is one of faith. As he said, we are definitely in an age of Aquarian where you must start with yourself first. Everything comes from within and then pours out like the water barrier, Aquarian's symbol. It's like water flowing from a vessel upon humanity. The ruling planet of Aquarius is Uranus, or some people say Uranus, and it's also Saturn. It's one of the few zodiac signs that has two ruling planets, Saturn and Uranus, and they give a curiosity and a desire for change and innovation and not standing still. That's what the age of Aquarius is all about. There'll be new technology, which we're coming upon now, but even more so. But what we must all remember, as Eddie said, everything is in divine order. And the vessel that the water bearer has, you can look at it as a vessel of hope and love. You pour from your vessel of higher consciousness, love, hope, and positivity. Change unto yourself first, and then it will flow out like a steady stream of calm waters into the world. There's so much that we're exposed to in the news with darkness and negative energies, but it started with darkness. You must remember that the Supreme Being's light always prevails. And so we usher in, you know, a new awareness of we ain't going to stand for it. And
right.
That's that Aquarian attitude. But you do it first from a place of knowing who you are and understanding
right.
what this number 7 vibration year is all about. And it suits Aquarius perfectly. It's an inner year. The fruit is just beginning to grow. And you must have faith that it will ripen. Aquarians, they analyze a lot. We want to know the, as Eddie says, questions. And they're very analytical. And they're also in tune to what's right, what is justice. Let's not stand still. Let's move ahead. And what you need to know is that once you know what everything really is, it is really all love. And love will conquer all, as that old saying is. And it's true. But so you must know and come from a place of kindness and hope, knowing that whenever there's a heightenedness of darkness and negative energies, it's because light is on the horizon. The power of light will always diminish darkness. And so we're in that changing time. And Aquarians, like I said, you're innovators, and you don't stand still. Now your gemstone is sapphire, the dark blue sapphire, the part of the body that rules your zodiac sign is your ankles and your legs, your calves.
Hmm.
You move forward. Your fixed air sign, which is very mental, but that being fixed, you must remember to be accommodating and coming from a place of love. Everyone is different. Every season has something beautiful to give. Every zodiac sign, every human being on this journey has something, a unique gift to give. So the fixed signs need to be a little less rigid sometimes in their thinking. But your circulatory system in general is your blood circulating in your body, your circulation. So watch your blood pressure. you're social and friendly, and you're the humanitarian of the zodiac cycle. And you're definitely needed because of your originality and your rebelliousness. So you won't stand still, as I said. The greatest inventors and astronomers and political and social activists, there have been a lot of Aquarians, computer science. So you must remember that this is a year of having faith. And it's also with the lunar rabbit year, new year, he is symbolized as peace. And as Eddie said, also the number 7. Time. It is definitely time. And that's why sometimes you see a heightened of negativity, because there will be a new light coming over the world. We don't want atomic, nuclear disaster. There will be a meeting of the minds. And in that also a heightened of the psychic abilities to be more aware and feeling and understanding. And so thereby wanting to change for the better. Aquarius, we're in a time where Saturn has just recently left and will be moving back into your sign in March. Now, Saturn gives you stability. A lot of people, you know, like to Saturn is the negative, you know, planet, you know, it's hardship. But what Saturn does is gives you lessons that you don't forget and you will take with you and learn from. Change with the planet Uranus that also governs Aquarius is just that, the electricity of a new age in Aquarius, the new ideas and new technology and new desire for a better world. We are all a part of the network of the many strands and of this big, huge web, but it just takes each individual strand to make it all come together. So first, this year, in a number seven vibration, 2023 Aquarians, please go inside and find your truths, your gifts for a better world. And then let it pour like the water barriers that you are from your vessels. And I thank you.
You know, Deb, you said something key about blood pressure. I want to just touch on that for a minute because I titled this show Age of Aquarius, Cleaning Up Our Psyche. Now, our psyche is our emotions. So that is so important. It's so interesting that you mentioned get your blood, pay attention to your blood pressure because blood pressure changes with our emotions. Would you agree? And what's your experience? I know you had a few issues with your own blood pressure, and you, Deb, had a stressful job, didn't you?
Yes, I was in finance, and it was very stressful, but I enjoyed it. But I came to realize that my pressure went up when I was like just not being conscious of breathing, being calm, not stressed, eating right, getting sleep, eating the right foods. When I say eating right, everything is tied to nutrition and being good to yourself and all of the outside work, your daily work, raising a family, just your daily activities of just living can be a high toll on the human spirit and body because you can go blindly getting things done, making sure everything's done and everyone else is fine, without first, as I said, starting with you, taking care of you, and then what comes out is coming from a person who's healed. You can heal yourself by knowing who you are and knowing that you are a precious gift of God and that this precious gift is a jewel that needs to be taken care of. When you forget how special you are and how great you are, you neglect yourself. So you must take time to be centered. And high blood pressure it can be a thing of the past once we realize that taking care of ourselves is utmost important, and that's by just being still and calm and listening.
Okay. So I want to bring Brother Eddie back in because this is reminding me, when we talked about Capricorn, Eddie made this brilliant analysis, or actually I would say Eddie gave a testimony about the goat cave, sea goat transition he went through. And so I see a comparison, Deb, with the transition you've gone through from the stress and the high blood into this more calmer emotions, which is what we're doing. We're cleaning up our psyche. Eddie, your mic is open. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Taking notes
share what the last time we talked about Capricorn, how you went from what was described as the goat position into more cave, sea goat, what we would call consciousness. And then I'm hearing what Deb is the same transition that she's making as an Aquarian.
Yes, that's basically what it is. Transition is 4. Growing is 31, which is 4. Growth is also 31, which is 4. So the transition is growth, as we all should. I think we all have made that transition of that warrior type of mentality of ready to pounce and bounce on anything and everything. And as we grow, we mellow, as it said. So in that mellow transition, we go through now becoming more analytical. Because again, this is the wisdom. Wisdom is 22, which is 4, part of the growth. It's the wisdom that we receive in our personal experience. Experience is 40. See, I can't talk for anybody and nobody can talk for me, but that's why even talk is 13. It's got to be real. Real is 13. Real talk. Speaking 31, the truth 31. This is the transition as we mature. See, a lot of us grow up and we're talking to grown children, you know. We want to talk to mature individuals, you know, because they can learn from anybody, any place, anywhere. That's the connection, as our sister said so eloquently. It's all about love, the old so-called cliche. Well, love is 14, which is 5. All is 5. Finding that 5. Even while she was talking, taking the notes, when she mentioned the two planets, Saturn being 26, and Uranus, guess what, is 25, which is 7. Well, Saturn is the 6th planet. 26 plus the 6th planet is 32. And Uranus is the 7th planet. Uranus is 25 plus the 7th planet. 25 plus 7, we back to 32, to 5. All love, family. It's finding the love in everything that we're going through, because it's there. We're just not connecting the dots, because that's all we are. It's just a small equation called a dot. D-O-T, 13. Woo, 13 is God, y'all. 13 or 31 is true. So this little dot that we are, we all carry a piece of the truth of our experience. See, we have a message. Message is 31. To give, give being 22. And again, as we get older, we should get wiser. But again, through conversation, a person will tell you how wise or not they are by their own conversations, what they're talking about. Is it real? Is it substantial? Are they giving me and revealing anything that is useful, helpful, informative? If not, it's called a waste of time. That's what waste is, 23. If it ain't about love, family, the five, and you wasting my time, not my energy. No. See, we know not to allow anybody to affect your positive frequency, your aura. Before we even get around a person, or if you're not around them, once you hear a person, you know if they're there for the seven call to drain you, drain the 16, through a conversation, 34. If it ain't giving you energy, 25, it's draining you. You know, you're not going to be an energy vampire and drain me. I'm here to help. And if you don't want to help yourself, I can't help. You know, I'm not the one that joins misery. I know you love company, but company is 13, and you're not the company I want to keep.
That's right, right. So we got to take another break, and hang in there. We've got a caller who's pressed one. And when I come back, I want to play a short clip on five signs that you're a true Aquarius, and I want to ask Deb if she's in that, still in that characterization of Aquarius, or has she advanced into a new phase of being an Aquarian? So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. My executive producer.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
little short clip that suggests these are the signs that identify. So I'd just like you to think about, is this you, and what stage is this of an Aquarian in your life?
If your birthday is between January 19th and February 18th, we've got some insight about your personality. Welcome to Ms. Mojo, and today we're counting down our picks for the top five signs you're a true Aquarius.
Can I get your autograph? I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, you're my biggest fan? I've always wanted to meet you. Hi. Before we begin, we publish new content every day. So be sure to subscribe to our channel and ring the bell to get notified about our latest videos. For this list, we're looking at the most common Aquarius personality traits. So listen up to see if you're similar to other famous Aquarii like Jennifer Aniston, Oprah, and Shakira.
You know, this is a difficult time for you, right? And it's important to try new things, even things that you haven't considered trying before.
Number five, you're a big flirt. They just can't help it. Those born under the Aquarius sign are terrible flirts.
All right,
you got it.
I make money.
Okay, I got it.
Money I can take girls out on dates with. Just so you know.
Good to know.
It might make their romantic partners jealous, but the reality is it's just in their nature.
Go away.
Go away.
That's a weird name.
They love chatting with people, and while it may not be their intention to take it too far, it often comes off like they're interested in someone, even if they're just having a little fun.
This is an incredible resume. Did you print this yourself?
Yep, you just pressed Control-P.
Wow.
Aquarii aren't disloyal, so there shouldn't be any worries about infidelity. But the people they're dating should be aware that flirting is part of the package. They also love a good party, and you'll find them at the center of a big crowd, wowing everyone with their charming stories. Number four, you love to travel. At their core, an Aquarius has a deep-seated wanderlust that they just can't shake until they take their next adventure. They have independent spirits that compel them to be constantly on the move and seeking out thrills.
How do you do it?
Do what?
This?
Well, how to make me happy.
They're even happy traveling alone, because for them, it's all about the experience of diving into a culture and seeing the many sights a place has to offer. They're always planning their next trip, even if it's only in their imaginations. Even if they don't have the means to travel often, they'll replicate the experience by trying new restaurants and exploring new neighborhoods in their area. Number three, you can be possessive. Aquarii are notorious for having trust issues. It takes a long time for them to feel secure in their relationships, be it with friends or romantic partners.
What is going on?
What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on.
What?
Because of this, they often experience feelings of jealousy over little things that others wouldn't bat an eye at.
I knew how this would be settled in the animal world.
Though social, they only tend to get close to a select few people. And due to their fear of being rejected, let down, or hurt, they can be a little possessive, especially when they feel as though others aren't being quite as devoted to them in return. This can cause a lot of interpersonal problems, and is a tendency that an Aquarius should try to curb wherever possible.
I feel very protective of you.
Number two, you're quite smart. While all of the star signs have their strong suits, one in which Aquarii are unparalleled is in their intelligence.
That's better, isn't it?
They naturally do well in an academic setting, much to the annoyance of their friends who have to work twice as hard for the same results. They like to be challenged and keep their brains working. Of course, this can be both a blessing and a curse, in that they don't do as well when they end up working in an unstimulating environment, because they thrive when they're constantly learning new things.
Since you asked, and by the way, I'm not bragging or anything, but I got a 750 math and a 730 verbal.
Wow, that is good.
Number one, you don't like talking about emotions.
I'm fine, thank you.
Aquarii have a contradiction in their personalities. Because they're people who are strongly affected by their emotions and feel them very deeply, but who also have a hard time being open with others about how they feel. While they're sensitive, the last thing they want is to have to share their emotional turmoil with anyone. Keeping all those feelings bottled up can cause problems, so their best bet is to try to find a trusted confidant or two with whom they feel comfortable opening up.
What happened to your friend?
I really don't want to talk about it, Seth.
Do you agree with our picks? Check out these other great clips from Ms. Mojo and subscribe for new videos.
Okay, so all you Aquarians out there, we want to hear from you. Mm-hmm. And even if you're not an Aquarius, if you have a question or a comment for our guest, Deb, press 1. Okay, Deb, did you hear all those great qualities of Aquarius? And does it come close to what you've experienced in this journey?
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There's so many, you know, characteristics of each zodiac sign that I don't know. To me, it's like we all have our good traits and our bad traits, but as you mature, you become more of the true you. Now,
right.
Like I said earlier, there's two planets that rule Aquarian, and Saturn ruled Aquarian. They tend to seek out like a powerful leader or a person who is the embodiment of a group, what the group stands for and believes in and represents. The Uranus ruled Aquarian is generally possessed with a wide understanding of the possibilities that life has to offer. He's involved with the future, with putting his actions into play and beliefs for the higher good of others, not only just himself. Aquarians, you know, so you could say that they can be aloof, standoffish. Aquarians can be your best friend. They're very friendly. All these characteristics are in everybody. So that's why I look at your ruling planet, and that tells me who you can become in a more a beneficial role to play that your soul is meant to have materialize in this lifetime.
Right.
Yeah, not the petty stuff, but
right. Well, I think that's in line with both the cave and the seagull, where you transition into this a powerful, not the weak beginning of the birth sign or astrology, but you start transitioning into the
To with the sole purpose of because each zodiac sign has a unique earthly gift to give, and it's a powerful gift, not something that you can't be trusted or you play around or Aquarians are fickle or. You know, I don't look at that. I look at the sole purpose of a human being that's coming into the Aquarian sun sign.
Yes, absolutely. And Zelda, who's our Monday morning host, she's commenting on Facebook that I believe her husband's birthday is tomorrow, which is January 30th. And she's wondering if those are significant for January 30th. Zelda, I'm wondering if that audio you just heard, does it line up with your husband's personality or is it really off? But I don't know if you have anything to comment on that.
Her husband shares my younger brother's birthday. His birthday is tomorrow, too. January 30th. So he is a very special person, not only because he shares my brother's birthday, but his numbers add up to 11 this year. And 11 is a master number, as Eddie would tell you. Is a teacher, one that he has, let's see, how can I say it? Eddie would be more, his year as a number 11, he needs to go inside and rise above, you know, like the daily routines. He can investigate the spiritual and the metaphysical side of life more deeply this year than ever before. He's an Aquarian. Most Aquarians are, as I mentioned before, are mental air signs. And he being air sign, Aquarian, he is going to have a, listen to his inner voice of wisdom. The key word for him and for her to know is intuition. It's more about him shining like a star for others to see, because he'll have universal love is more important than personal love this year, and he'll be feeling that. He'll be very sensitive to what's going on in the world, so he must hold on to himself and know that it's really an illusion, because anything and everything can be changed as you think, your thoughts, and you can put forth energy that is beneficial to change any negativity. And her husband is vibing on a very spiritual level and plane this year. It's a time for illumination and reflection for him, and she can truly enjoy the fruit of that, and they can grow together, because spiritual love, like a marriage, a romance, is a partnership, and it's learning something from each other that you need. And her husband will have it this year to show her a new light in their relationship. So she's blessed to have him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we've got another caller. They pressed one earlier. Let me open up the mic of caller 646-847.
Hi.
Your mic is open. Hi. You have a question or comment for our guest?
I have a question. I'd love for your guest to just read my chart if possible. Would that be okay?
I really do enjoy doing charts for people and showing them different aspects of themselves and even what's to come.
That would be awesome.
Just like Eddie talked about the fourth house in everyone's chart is foundation. It vibrated with what he was saying, your foundation, your base. I thought of that when he was talking about that. But I have relocated I'm in a new environment, new surroundings, and it's all for my higher good. I'm in a place that is very peaceful, and I'm in the process of getting all of my crystals around me and all of my astrology work. And
I was just wondering if I give you my birth date, if you could just quickly scan and just see, you know, anything that you pick up that I should know for the coming year, like anything that pops up.
What is your birthday?
It's December 2nd. That's 12/2, 1990.
December 2nd, what year? 1990, did you say?
Yes, what? 1990. And
okay.
I was born in Princeton, New Jersey.
Okay. Well, yeah, I would need all that to do your chart, but I can tell you, Miss Sagittarius.
What is your name, by the way? What's your name,
Patty.
By the way?
Patty.
Okay. So, Patty, I can tell you a keynote for you is that you seek, and so therefore you are. You're the archer. Sagittarians, your gemstone is turquoise. You love the arts and education and reading the books. You make the best teachers. So your gift in this lifetime. Sometimes, you know, Sagittarians are called the philosophers of the zodiac. You definitely have a gift that is needed in our world that can change and bring forth light in these negative situations. You have a general positive attitude about life, and
do you see anything around romance? Do you see anything in the romance area?
Well, let me see.
I mean, I know you need my information. Actually, you would need my birth and time.
Well, you should just concentrate on joy, all right? Concentrate on joy this year because you're vibing to the vibration of the number 3, and that is enjoy life. Don't worry. And as you think of it, that's what will materialize. As you just said, no, I can't tell you for sure without doing your chart. But right off the bat, your key word is enjoyment at this stage in life. Just be grateful. Be grateful for everything. It surround yourself with the color yellow. Yellow is the color for the number that you're vibrating on, as Eddie would say, the number 3. Just radiate joy and share it with others, and you'll be amazed at what you will be bringing toward you, what you give out in that blissful, beautiful, joyful personality, being grateful for being here at this time and having positive thoughts. Make others smile and express your creativity freely. just embody the joy of living, and you're going to be okay this year. But yes, Vi has my phone number, and I will be ready to do charts in a few months, and I'd be happy to do yours.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have her phone number, and I will, if it's okay with you, Patty, I'll give her your phone number, and then when she's ready, she can text you, and you maybe you two can connect. Is that, would that work for
yes.
you, Patty?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well,
yes.
thank you, Patty, for calling
thank you.
In.
Thank you.
Nice to hear. You have a, she has a voice. Like, you know, like you described her, it sounds, Patty's voice, I don't know if anybody else picked that up, but your voice sounds joyful anyway. So
thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful evening.
Roll
yes,
with that.
Me too. No,
that's what
no.
I hear.
Bye.
Yeah,
I apologize, Bye, but I'm going to have to sign off, okay?
That's
and
okay.
I love you much, and I so appreciate this opportunity and learning.
Yes. And we'll talk later. And Deb will be back because once she gets her house in order, she's got to come back and do more shows.
Yes.
But appreciate and love you, and thank you so mm-hmm. much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, so that was Deb. Okay, I'm trying to see. Do we have another caller here? I think we have another caller. Oh, that was her. Okay, so if anybody has any questions or comments, Eddie, are you still there?
Oh, yes,
are you
I was on mute.
Mute.
I was on mute. Yes, I was. And I wanted to.
Before we go. Next break, I wanted to give you an opportunity to share anything maybe that you heard in the last, you know, few minutes.
Yes. Dealing with Deb real quick and her brother dealing with this year being the 11 or 2, that's, as she said, he has to learn his communication skills. Communication is 38, which is 2. The illusions that he might be following are the wrong illusions. Illusions are 29, which is 2. He's the air bearer sign. Air is 11, which is 2. He's now developing his mind skills of communication. Mind is 11, which is 2. Coming directly from the cosmic. Cosmic is 20, which is 2. Universe, 38, which is 2. So, yes, he's definitely on the 2. And Deb mentioned, too, she's getting her house in order. Well, house is 25. In the class, dealing with the age of Aquarius, is cleaning up our psyche. Well, cleaning is 25. Hmm. The 7 in psyche is also 25. So seeing that... Even the divine order, divine being 25, that the title of this class, everything still adds up. It's adding up because that 7th house that the fifth dimension sung about, when we really listen, they say when the moon is in what? The 7th house. Aquarius is 7. The house that we're in is the 7th Aquarius. When we're constantly talking about the full moons, the new moons, the rising of the moon. So it is seen that we're uncovering what has been buried. We have to go deeper. Well, deeper is no more than the light. Buried is the light. The light is the information that has been buried that we're now uncovering. That dark is the truth that they bury. And when people refer to the dark and the light, no, it's the dark is the truth that we're now going deeper to find that information. That's what's been buried. And that's what we're bringing to the forefront, family. So this is their true fear, because that soul, which is 16, is part of our consciousness, 52, is what is the real wealth. Wealth is 25 that we really have. That's the wealth. It's not the artificial money and all the other stuff that we're chasing. That's the illusion. Because illusion is 29 to 2. Money is 11. This is why they got your mind 11 on your money, 11, and your money on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's all behind that number of the illusion that we have allowed ourselves to chase. See? So, again, that's the part that I wanted to add in. We have to stop being so understanding, because that makes your blood pressure rise. This is why we constantly refer to it as the understanding or overstanding. That's the four. That's the God. That's the truth within. See? And this is what we're helping each other bring out, that piece of information that we all have embedded. And I forgot to say the 11 too, is the reflections that she mentioned that her brother has to go through. Reflections is 47. We all have to go through our own reflections to see ourselves. And being me, brother's keeper, and you being a sister's keeper, you know, keepers is 32. This is why we're here, to help one another. So, and the sister that called, her birthday, again, 12-2, which is a 5, and this year is 2023-7, 5 and 7. They call it 5G. We call it now our Christ consciousness. We're all talking about it. But remember, at the end of the day, even biblically, they said the second coming is four. That's God. That's true. Jesus Christ is 59, which is 14. 1 + 4 = 5. I got 5 on it, family. And the 5 is the love. Love is the 5, the code that they're using to actually keep us divided. Divided 32, that mantra. Divided we fall, family, because it's the united we stand. So I knew that's just all about.
Thank us. That's powerful. We're going to take our last break, and when we come back, I want to play a little Ralph Smart for us to be inspired in this age of Aquarius. Naima, your mic is open if you're ready for our commercials. And I have a message from our creator's perspective is about all the astrology signs. It's a quick message for all of us, no matter what sign we are. Those signs. So, Naima, your mic is open if you're ready.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves. but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Tony, the partner of Zelda, he's got a birthday tomorrow. So I hope that this message for his birthday has been helpful. And here's a message for him from Ralph Smart and for all of us, in fact. Ralph Smart.
You've known it your whole entire life that something was wrong with the world. Welcome to the desert, the real. And deep divers, we got a whole lot to talk about. By the way, shout out to everyone who was on the live stream. It was lit. Oh, yeah. Peace, love, and harmony to all of you wonderful deep divers. Another beautiful day. I woke up like this, all magical and fly. Just let's breathe, deep divers. Let's go. Woo! That was energy nurturing. Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. What are we doing? Raising the frequency. You better be raising the vibration. Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep dives of planet Earth. I'm sending each and every one of you tons of good ass energy. I've got an announcement, deep divers. An announcement. Yes, I am on Rumble. Yes. Go and follow me on Rumble. Right? So, first and foremost, I hope you're taking care of yourself, deep divers. It's ending. I want to talk to you about this, okay? This whole concept of endings and beginnings. And a lot of people right now know that the whole world seems a little bit shaky, baby. Like, a lot of people have been writing to me like, Ralph, it feels like something is ending. And I actually call this cycles of time. And I'm really going to break it down, right? Because so much is happening right now. I want everybody to hit that like button if you support the real. Hit that like button, deep divers. Share the video. I'm about to go in. FaceTiming you, though. If you are watching this video and you're someone who's like, Ralph, I feel kind of down right now, this is going to cheer you up. There are 8 billion people on the planet, and none of them are like you. So when you remind yourself that your uniqueness is actually your greatest superpower, that will put a smile on your face because nobody can fill your shoes. Slow motion this side. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? I just came here to talk to you, deep divers. Can I do that? How you feeling today? Now, there are so many amazing deep divers, and I'm just humbled every single day to talk to so many people. And the theme that's really come up with a lot of people is this theme of a great ending happening, right? Are you one of those people, deep divers, who always walks out like just before the film ends? Because you're like, I don't want to sit through the ending, right? I'm one of these people, deep divers. What are you laughing for? Something is ending. Something is ending on the planet. And in my mind, the whole entire system is coming to an end. The way human beings have been living is coming to an end. And something new is being born. That's the great news. Systems are crashing. Programs are crashing. The way of life is crashing. Society is crashing. It's coming to an end. And out of that is going to come something beautiful. Out of that is going to come a whole new beginning. Now, I call it cycles of time. And humanity is at a point where this current system is no longer sustainable. This current way we've been doing things is now coming back to bite us in the ass, because humanity has been egocentric. We've been living in an ego system, forgetting about an ecosystem. And this is the reason why it feels like everything is ending, because we are actually at the dawn of a whole new age. But before one new age can begin, one old age has to come to an end. And that's exactly what's happening. A lot of people write to me, they're like, Ralph, I've got so much anxiety. I have like nightmares of what the world is turning into. I also have people telling me that they are so happy about the time they're living in right now, because it feels like a whole new beginning is opening up. A whole new beginning is emerging. And I tell them this, that we are actually going through a massive purge, a massive soul cleanse, a massive metamorphosis. You see, when the caterpillar ceases to exist, that is the moment the butterfly emerges. Slow motion this side. And right now, a lot of people want more. They want more truth. They want more love. They want more freedom. They want more authenticity. And that's why it's ending. Everything we used to believe in, a lot of people are no longer believing in it. They're having question marks everywhere, even on their forehead, like question everything. We've been lied to by the media, by the government. Oh my gosh, the Matrix is out to get me. Not me, because I'm an infinite one. Deep divers, it's ending. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I actually saw this like video floating around, deep divers, and it was of this Pfizer director like coming out and just really like in a private conversation, like really saying stuff he shouldn't really say by Project Veritas. Now, I can't confirm if this is real or not. A lot of people are saying it might be because they're banning that video. But go and check out that video, right? Because it's quite disturbing. Because a lot of people now realize that we've been lied to for a long time about everything that's been happening over the last few years. And this is the reason why it's ending, because people are no longer believing in the system. And when you no longer believe...
Now, I'm going to stop it there because it goes on for about 20 minutes. So if you're interested in hearing that full message, go to Ralph Smart on YouTube. The man is just so on point because he's not alone in that message. I listened to a message by Sister Myra the other night, and her main point was that there's been an abuse of power. We have reached, in fact, what did she say? We have reached a point where the powerful have abused their power, and now the universe is going to act on our behalf to clean up this mess. So be encouraged that there's been a point of abuse of power, the maximum. We've reached a maximum of abuse of power, and now it's up to us to participate in taking back our sovereignty and our power. That's where we are, and that's what this whole age of Aquarius is about, cleaning up our psyche. Let's not be reacting to all the drama that's happening on planet Earth, the murders and the abuses. Let's not be reacting with anger and bitterness. Let's just stay focused on cleaning up this mess with a higher response of pure love. No judgment, no condemning, no punishing, pure energy going out from all of us to recognize where we are in this transition, that we've reached a maximum of abuse of power, and the angels, the heavens, the universe is already prepared, prepared to help us out in cleaning up this mess. And as Ralph just said, systems are falling. Systems are going to be eliminated. So we can work with this change, this transition, by cleaning up our psyche, our emotions of anger and bitterness and resentment and jealousy and hurt, or we can go into the reactionary psyche that we've been in for way too long. So we've got a couple of people who pressed one. Let me open up the mic. We only have about 10 minutes left, so Mama AZ, your mic is open. Thank you for joining us this evening. How are you?
I am grateful to be on this side of the dirt, Dr. V. And I want to say real quick, your sister friend who does the charts, I am so grateful that she clarified something about Sister Zelda's husband. I am grateful because I've been watching you, Sister Zelda, in your dealings and business and connections with the homeless and what you do, and it so inspires me. And I kind of had a feeling that your husband was a spiritual or is going into that spiritual realm, and I encourage him, like the sister said, to go within, because you deserve, Sister Zelda, the bounties that are going to come from that. And I thank that sister for confirming that, because I've been thinking about that a long time, Sister Zelda. And then I'll switch gears. Ralph Smart said we're in the desert in the beginning of his reasoning. That's why I'm here at boot camp at Fort Huachuca, Sierra Vista, Arizona. And it just came to me today, all the things that I'm going through, I'm in boot camp. I just wanted to say I give thanks to everybody who's on this line. Thank us. That's all I needed to say at this moment.
Thank us is right, and you especially are the teacher of the year to share what boot camp is all about. You're in a special boot camp. And, Brother Kwame, whose mic I'm going to open right now, is also teaching in boot camps all over the country. Yes. So, Brother Kwame, your mic is open.
Good evening, Sister Viata. Good evening, Mom AZ. And thank you, guest, Deborah. And good evening, Brother Eddie, dropping the numbers like it's hot. The part that we're and, you know, I thank that clip for Ralph Smart, because Ralph Smart is a Pisces, and he's really into showing the spiritual side of what that sign is gifted to. And
that's
the other
right.
part, what Deborah was speaking about Uranus and Saturn. And see, all of this is the ending of this 2,160 years in which we stay into one era. And we're ending the era of Pisces and Virgo, and we're moving into Aquarius and Leo. And as you said, on March 7th, which is Pisces, March the 7th is Pisces, and this planet is moving out of Aquarius. But what we're having is that each one of these planets has an alignment for its sign, and, you know, Saturn return every 39, 49 years, you know, Pluto's and its alignment. What I've been looking at is that our ancestors, the indigenous people on Turtle Island, the South Americas, on the continent, and other indigenous areas have charted this whole star system and constellations, because there are different energies that we're receiving at different points of our solar system in the Milky Way galaxy. And these are the cosmic consciousness of elevation and evolution that we're now experiencing, even though they're attempting to distort the frequency, because now they've just turned around and what they call geopolitics, space laws that they're creating for what's going on above us. And we always talk about as above, so below, because with these planetary alignments come conscious shifting. These energies that affect the whole planet Mother Earth are changing the frequencies, generations, and the generations that are here, because as she said, Deborah said when she was a little girl, looking up at the stars, because when we look at the stars, we're looking at our ancestors, because those stars have been gone on before we existed. So we're looking at past, present, and future right now. And so these energies are constantly, this is why it's called astrocartography, because where you came in on the planet at that exact taking of that breath, you resonate a frequency until your last breath. And this is some of the sacred science that they're now discovering in cymetics, in that there are certain frequencies and torque fields that happen with your energy when you breathe, or when, like Eddie says, you can take the word and you get the number, but when you say that word, you'll get a certain pattern that will show up for that word, but it'll show a different pattern for that number. And these are the frequencies of what we're having to begin to understand, to reconnect, and how we vibrate in our self-energy. Because the breath is the key, the first breath and the last breath, because all of that in between activates the planet and all that you encounter with this planet.
And, you know, I noticed that was a big theme in the Avatar movie. I don't know, have you seen the new one? That's a huge theme, the breath. And being in harmony and synchronicity with nature is all about knowing how to hold your breath, breathe properly, and then swim or travel with nature. That movie was, the last hour of that movie was the most powerful for me, because all that water, I loved all that water and all those scenes. And at the end of that movie, I had to appreciate the creativity that went into that. That is just genius creativity. But where does that come from? It comes from the Heavenly Father, the universe. It comes from the cosmos. All that creativity that went in to create all those scenes, if you haven't seen it, it was just amazing to me. Even the violence was a little upsetting at first, but it was the creativity that got my attention at the end. So, Brother Eddie, I've opened up your mic if you wanted had any comments before we close.
Just to add what Brother Kwame was saying, which I missed at the beginning, that astrology, which is 34 to 7, is basically reading the stars. Stars is 25 to 7. So again, it's the heavens, and heavens come to 29. Universe is 38, starting with our mind. Mine is 11. So we're getting deeper into our cosmic connection. And this
Absolutely.
Is what we're constantly relating in different ways, you know, and starting with this date and where we started from on the one, remember we're in a raw war. Just reverse those letters of war, you get raw. And the war that we're in is what we're saying, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Because now we're seeing, after we are learning this language of English, the occult, we're now writing it down and using the arithmetic. Why are we counting? Because that's what's basically been hidden. To see everything that's been hidden in plain sight. And the pattern, which is two, is revealed in the number. Number is two. It's part of the universe. It's in the air. This is why we're communicating. Go ahead.
No, go. I was just thinking about how the rumors of war are heating up again, and the insane elite are playing these games. So what you're saying is so important for us to remember, that even though we are in this raw war etymology thinking, that there's something so much bigger, and that's the cosmic order of things, and that we are a big part of it. So I'm just so grateful. I want to just say for Mama AZ, Zelda is commented on Facebook. She says, thank you, Mama AZ. I am grateful for your wisdom, too. And tomorrow, Zelda will be sharing on Monday morning mindfulness, earth therapy. Hallelujah. So join Zelda tomorrow morning for some breathing exercises. It's so important. When you sit and watch the Avatar for 3 hours, I just want to go breathe all day. I want to sit under a tree and just do some breathing exercises, because that's what I got out of that movie. Just become one with nature. So thank you, Zelda, for your preparation for that show tomorrow. So any other comments? I've got Mama Z, your mic, Kwame, and Eddie, your mics are open. We got about 30 seconds if you have any final comments.
Just wanted to add that therapy is 29, which is the two coming directly from the universe too, through telepathy. Telepathy is two. We have replaced all of that two with the stale phone, 29, the two. So, again, we're giving away what we're now talking about that's actually being rekindled. You know, the universe dictates the change, but we have to be aware and flow with the change. So with that, in peace and love as always, family.
And Dr. Z, I'd like to segue in on that. What Brother Ed stated, that telepathy, we must take this time, families, to, develop, redevelop our thinking without these cell phones. Mentally communicate. We can relearn how to do this. This is going to be vital for the survival. Thank us, Brother Eddie, Brother Kwame. Peace.
Shalom, and thank us. And you have to turn off the tele-vision. That's the final word. Tele-vision is off. Throw it out the window, out the door. Give it away. This is not a time to be spending any meditation on being televised in the tele-vision. So thank all of you for joining me tonight. I really appreciate you. Much love. Mindfulness. This is a global
we've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Jung Kunyung. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jerez. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.